G'day, Archer. My number one, bestest, most fantastic, kind, considerate, thoughtful podcaster in the entire US of A, even especially considering some big fatty people. Anyway, welcome back, the boyfriend, and I can't wait for your next show, Archer. Bye, this is Scotty.
This is Archer.
This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
My name is Big Fatty, and I am singing again.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 178 of the BFO for Thursday, the 9th of October. 2008, and y'all, on today's show, I'm going to talk about some things that have been going on different podcasts, and the Fat One went to the post office today. Uh-oh. Oh, Lord, y'all, you know, you just never know what to expect from the Fat One. Y'all, I went to the post office today, and I really haven't looked to see what I have. I'm going to open up this. I've got a magazine here. Let's see what it is. It's the Instinct magazine, and it has Daryl Stevens on the cover, and he's hot black man. Yes. Yeah. I have received something from the Low Country Food Bank for me to feed people. Sorry, Big Fatty has enough trouble feeding himself. But thanks for the solicitation. And let's see. Oh, the latest Woman's Day has come. And there's some sort of Halloween cupcakes on the cover. Oh, those look good, actually. One of them looks like a bat made out of peanut butter cups. And then there's some that look like spider webs and Frankenstein and a pumpkin. And there's 51 super quick recipes in here. Dinner in just 10 minutes. And 50 easy diet tips. Well, I won't be looking at that part. All right, and then I received some other sort of pornographic material. Let's see what it is. It is, let's just throw that down here on the floor. Okay, it is The Advocate, Pay for Gay. Everyone knows you've got more style, class, and culture than most folks, but can you afford the price tags that come along with your lifestyle? What does it cost to be gay? Huh, now that sounds interesting. I may have to look at that. And by the way, it says also that Sarah Palin doesn't care a veep about you. Gosh darn it! Oh, Lord, y'all, and I have something special!
Make a wish!
Y'all, I have received a package from Straight Bob in the Australia. Okay, and evidently Straight Bob's ID was recorded when he sent this to the BFO. And y'all, if you would like to send something to the BFO, the address is over there at the BFO. Just go up there under the top of the heap, and you can find ways to contact the BFO and send packages. Okay. And let's see what this is. It appears to be some sort of bag. Oh. Oh, my. It is the official AFL Kangaroos bag. And it's the 2008 official fixture kangaroo bag. That's kind of a hot little mascot there, Straight Bob. Did you send it to me because it had a hot mascot? Or because it has this tag? It's kind of like a canvas bag, y'all, like I could take it to the to the Publix and put the coupon, you know, special coupon in. But y'all, there's a little tag on it of some hot man's delicious legs on it. Well, thank you, Straight Bob. It says, hey, great choice. You've got official AFL product. It's endorsed by the AFL and earns cash for your team. Everybody wins. I know I win. That's a hot... The Kangaroos are kind of hot. Are the players kind of hot there, Straight Bob? Y'all, it doesn't look like this is working right. Yeah, I guess it is. All right. Well, thanks. Y'all, Straight Bob has sent me the nice little kangaroo canvas bag. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. There's a note here, too. Yep. Oh, maybe I shouldn't read this. All right. Well, I'm going to read it. I don't know. Oh, well, I'll read it. Okay. Hi, BF. Yup, I'm sending a gay man I've never met another little something inexpensive. Yes, could it be a conversation starter in the fruit and veggie department? Maybe. Could it lead to you hooking up at the cucumbers bin and getting your dick sucked later on? Let's hope so. See ya, Straight Bob. Well, y'all, apparently Straight Bob is trying to get me hooked up at the Publix. He probably didn't want me to read that, but, you know, too bad. Oh, Lordy. Now, y'all, I want to talk about some podcasts that, you know, I've said that I've been trying to catch up on some podcasts, and I am trying to catch up on them, but there are a few that I have listened to that I have a few comments about. Y'all, first of all, I was listening to the Genital Warts Radio with the Dairy Fairy. That's DQ Rick. And y'all, I did not know that Elvis died on the toilet. Did y'all know that? I was not aware of that. But I heard that on one of his shows. Now, I see that on Wednesday... that Auntie Vera did not post a show, so I'm sure that there's going to be some sort of special hootenanny. Perhaps she's going to have Sarah Palin deliver it or something like that. Princess Hannah, I've listened to a couple of her latest shows, and y'all, she evidently attracts the crazies. No wonder she loves Big Fatty. But, she had the Boy Wonder on there, and he hit the microphone almost as much as she does during the show, which I'm sure drives the audio Nazi Daniel Brewer crazy. But anyway, Princess Hannah, honey, just be happy with yourself. Just take it from Big Fat Addy. Y'all, there are some who call me Tim, or better known as Tim Calling Ambulance. And you can get to all of these over at the BFO, by the way. But Tim Calling Ambulance, y'all, he had the greatest opening skit at on his most recent show of comparing the gauntlet that's been thrown between Auntie Vera and the fat one. He has it put to the sounds of a tennis match. And I loved it, y'all. Except for the fact that it ended in a tie. Now, I don't think that Big Fatty and the Sea Hag are tied in this at all. And y'all, speaking of the Sea Hag, I've been meaning to ask y'all this. Do you know who the Sea Hag is? I'm going to go over here to the wiki. I know who the Sea Hag is, but I just want to read something official. Sea Hag. Sea Hag... let's see. Hag. All right, here, let me add another word in here. Well, y'all, I am, there's a YouTube over here of the Sea Hag. And y'all, the sea hag was on Papa the Sailor. And I'm kind of listening to it right now. But the sea hag was an enemy of Papa, along with Brutus. And if I can figure out how to post this, just know, you just go over to the YouTube and Google Sea Hag Papa. And there's Sweet Pea. Okay, and Olive has jumped into the water, and Papa is just kind of sitting there. He didn't want to have anything to deal with Olive Oil. But the Sea Hag was one of the villains on the Papa cartoons. So anyway, and y'all, speaking of Auntie Vera and the Sea Hag, y'all, I have found, you know how yesterday I found the audio evidence that Archer's birthday really is in October and not in May. Well, y'all, over at the BFO, he admitted it in writing today that it's true that October is his birthday month. So if you have trouble believing it, just go on over there and take a look. It's there. There's written evidence. But y'all, I have found a picture of Auntie Vera, and she is evidently, and you can tell it's Auntie Vera. I mean, there's just no doubt in your mind. And it's going to be the show art for today's show. So take a look at the show art for today's show, because it is proof positive of what Auntie Vera looks like. I think she was taking a big dump when the picture was made. But I'm not quite sure about that, but it's obvious that it's Auntie Vera, and it appears to be Auntie Vera taking some sort of big dump. Maybe she was getting ready for her show, getting inspired for her show or something like that. Now, y'all, speaking of taking a big dump, I have received it on very good authority that a former listener of the BFO and of the LFC, and that's the Big Fatty Online and the Little Fatty Cast, and who sometimes appeared on the LFC, whose name can be, and I won't mention this person's name because, you know, I don't think it's fair to embarrass them this way, but this person's name can be found in the word buffet, okay? But I'm not going to mention their name. And evidently, this person was at the Mexican restaurant and was eating and thought they were going to fart, and they shit their pants. And y'all, this person is 20 years younger than Big Fatty. Okay. So I'm saying, what can I say? Archer talked today about, I don't know what fucking day it was. But Archer talked about having some Pakistani girl in his class. And she can't speak English, but, you know, she should do well in Archer's class because he can't speak English either. Let's see here. I'm just going on down. Haven't had any shows from the In My Country with British John. And let's see. Okay, don't see anything there I need to comment on. Oh, Miss Wes has returned from the New York trip, and y'all, evidently Miss Wes is single again, and although that may be, Miss Wes may think that's bad for Miss Wes, y'all, it is good for everybody else, because y'all, Miss Wes is just a doll baby. He definitely is a sugar lump, apple dump, apple of my eye, cutie pie, and honey lamb of the South. And dear Gussie, he's just lickalicious, y'all. And y'all, I like Miss West when he's on the field or on the, you know, what is it called? I'm back on the field. What is that called when you're available again? I don't know. Anyway. But now, I believe Bill in St. Louis on yesterday's show had suggested that maybe Larry Klei, you know, because he likes to eat things that people suggest. Well, I suggested, I wanted to make sure that Bill's suggestion got through to Larry Klai, so I told him today that Bill had suggested that Larry Klai eat some tongue, and he said not unless he was at a New York deli. So I'm asking Eric the Southern Boy and British John and all those other vegetarians up there in the New Yorks, next time Larry Klai comes up, take him to a New York City deli so he can get him some official tongue. That just didn't sound right, y'all. Y'all, did you know that Omar from the Other O has moved to the Chicago? He has. And it seems like there was something on the QCast connection I was going to comment on, but it's... Oh, Queen Liz! Queen Liz and her loud vag was back on there again. So, y'all, that's just a few of the updates Big Fatty has for you on the different podcasts and everything. I want to look at this pay for gay thing in the Advocate. Let's just see if I can find it real quick. I probably can't. Y'all, they had the anniversary of the Matthew Shepard beating or tying to the fence or whatever it was. And that was kind of sad. But anyway, let's see. Pay for gay. I'm still looking. And y'all, I watched I watched part of it. The debate last night, and y'all, I think it's gonna be a good it's gonna be a good November the 4th. Okay, here we go. Here now, we all agree that sexual orientation isn't just about whom you sleep with, but how much you your identity is tied up in the things you have to buy, not to mention the price you're willing to pay for them. And the things that are listed here in the picture are the shades. Need to be big, dark, and designer. Gucci shades, $310. A Bluetooth. Y'all, I got a Bluetooth, but I went to the dentist and he was able to color it back to the normal color. But y'all, the Bluetooth, sure, your old earpiece was fully functional, but that wire didn't go with your outfit. The Aleaf Bluetooth is $150. Savings. Why worry about a rainy day? Just put the top up on your new BMW 325i. Costs $35,000. Bubbly, because you can't be seen chugging a 40-ouncer, the 92 Dom Perignon. How much is that, Archer? $399. Jeans. Consider them an investment. You'll be wearing them for at least a month. Levi's, $180. Fuck that. And then, of course, the gadgets. Of course, if it's new and improved, you better upgrade. The MacBook Air, $2,300. And the iPhone G3, $599. Well, hell, Big Fatty can get an iPhone G3 for less than that. So, are you fucking kidding me? Have I nattered on this much? Oh, dear Gussie. All right. Well, anyway, there's more to this, what does it cost to be gay thing here. But, anyway, I guess that's all I'm going to say for today. Y'all, thank y'all so much for listening. And, I will, Hopefully you've been even remotely entertained. Maybe I'll take my kangaroo bag and go over to the Publix and stand by the cucumber bin. Yeah, we don't call it a fucking bin. It's just, you just stand over there where those big green dick looking things are. Thanks, Straight Bob. Love you, mean it. See y'all tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.